Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 74. Winds out of the south 15 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms tonight 53. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 71. More clouds than sun. A mix of clouds and sun Sunday with highs around 75. 72, slight chance of thunderstorms Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. One of Wichita's largest employers has presented a new contract to its striking workers.
Textron on Friday said it presented a new deal to the union representing thousands of machinists who have been striking the past 3 weeks. The workers rejected wage increases of 26% over 4 years. They say they want better health insurance benefits. The new deal includes wage increases of 31% over 5 years, $3,000 lump sum payments each year, new longevity pay, and a 3% annual cap on health insurance premiums. I'm Jared Cirillo.
A driver going 80 miles per hour in a 40-mile-per-hour zone ended up with a $453 fine. A Kansas Highway Patrol trooper pulled the driver over on South Ohio Street in Salina recently. The KHP has been warning throughout 2024 for drivers to slow down and noted that several speeders have topped 100 miles per hour on interstates in Kansas. Troopers will continue the crackdown. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Have you lost CanCare? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Do what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday, Governor Kelly announced that the 2024 Kansas Economic Report shows growth in the state's labor workforce, continued low unemployment, and record exports. The report, produced by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor, comprehensively analyzes the state's economic health and labor market trends. The annual publication highlights critical data on employment, unemployment, labor force participation, job growth, personal income, and more, providing an essential resource for businesses, policymakers, and job seekers. Kansas Secretary of Labor Amber Schultz said as Kansas continues to show resilience in its economic recovery, as demonstrated by rising employment numbers and strong job growth in key sectors, demographic challenges such as a shrinking younger population highlight the need for careful attention to workforce development as they plan for the future. The report also discusses long-term demographic trends, citing concerns about the state's aging population and declining numbers of younger workers, which could pose challenges to future labor force sustainability. So to address those issues, the Kansas Department of Commerce has been working with businesses to attract new talent, and it recently launched its Love Kansas campaign to bring those who left the state back to their roots in Kansas. A small bug could create big problems for corn growers across Kansas, as experts say they saw an unexpected and very rapid expansion of the corn leaf hopper. The experts said they don't know for sure how they got here, but it's most likely weather-driven, and the insects are transported long distances by the wind. Farmers said that this is the first year they've seen it, and there are a couple of fields around Cheney and Harper that were affected by it, adding that it's pretty detrimental to yield, as cornfields under threat by cornleaf hoppers have a proclivity for stunting corn growth. Experts say this insect is normally found in Central and South America, and Kansas State University Research and Extension entomologist Anthony Zuckoff said that them being in Kansas has caught them off guard and was extremely surprising. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just after 9:30 a.m. on Thursday in Thomas County, a 2021 GMC Canyon driven by 78-year-old Ken A. Christensen of Brewster was stopped at a stop sign on County Road AA at Kansas 25 facing east. The pickup began to enter the intersection when a southbound 2006 Peterbilt semi driven by 22-year-old Evan P. Warren of Culbertson, Nebraska, struck the front passenger side corner of the pickup as it was attempting to make a sharp left U-turn. After the impact, the pickup came to rest in a grass field to the southwest of the intersection. EMS transported a passenger in the pickup, 77-year-old Janet M. Christensen of Brewster, to Citizens Medical Center. The drivers were not injured, and all three were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Results for the Norton Blue Jay cross-country team at the Lakeside Invitational that was held on Thursday, October 17th, includes the girls' team results, with Southeast of Saline placing first with 39 points, Norton placing second with 67 points, and Minneapolis placing third with 88 points. And the individual results for the Norton girls include Emma Collins placing second, Kaysen Miller placing 11th, Cassidy McLean placing 22nd, Savannah Rumback placing 23rd, Lorelei Granberry placing 38th, Danica Frick placing 47th, and Natalie Simmons placing 76th. Coach Rossi said the girls know what they need to do next week, and hopefully they'll have another large Blue Jay crowd on Saturday, October 26th to cheer them on. Coach said there are several top-ranked teams in 3A on the girls' and boys' sides, along with some of the best individual runners in the state. The girls will run at 10:30 a.m. at the PDRA golf course in the 3A regional on October 26th. In the boys' team results, Southeast of Saline placed first with 35 points, Norton placed second with 83 points, and Beloit St. John placed third with 92 points. And the individual results for the Norton boys includes Aston Katz placing 6th, Tyler Stewart placing 9th, Max Carter placing 25th, Jace Bailey placing 27th, Elvis Green placing 42nd, Michael Urban placing 48th with a personal record, and Brexton Eisenhagen placing 53rd. And in junior varsity, Noah Lanier placed 15th. In Nebraska news, a large grass fire in eastern Lancaster County on Thursday added to many other blazes in Nebraska during a dry harvest season. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office, the Nebraska State Patrol, and numerous rural fire departments were dispatched at 11:15 a.m. to the area of North 190th Street and Mill Road for a fire that was started by a combine harvesting beans. Chief Deputy Ben Houchin said at a press conference that 120 acres of grass, beans, and corn stalks were burned in the fire, and the combine is a total loss. However, no structures were damaged and nobody was injured. Highway 6 was shut down from 148th Street to Greenwood for about 45 minutes, but has since been reopened. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, deaths on Nebraska roadways jumped 28% in September compared with a year earlier. There were 27 traffic fatalities last month, up from 21 in September 2023, with almost half of the vehicle occupants who died not wearing seatbelts, and 6 of the people killed were motorcyclists. So far this year, 193 people have been killed in crashes in Nebraska, and that's an increase of 20% from the same time in 2023. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay football coach Lucas Melvin to talk about the team and their upcoming game tonight in Phillipsburg.
I'm here with head football coach Lucas Melvin. Coach, last week you hosted the Russell Broncos, a 42-22 win, a pretty good game for you. And let's talk about your first half. What'd you think there?
Well, we always tell these guys that we're going to get everybody's best shot, you know, because we are doing pretty well, but Russell did a great job of changing some schemes that we hadn't seen yet, So we had to make some adjustments, and I thought defensively we bent but didn't break. Gave up some big plays and gave up too many passing yards, but overall we didn't give up a ton of scoring, especially in the first half. And then what I was proud about is even after they had a little 8-7 lead, we went and scored, and then with a minute left in the half, we drove the field and scored again to go into halftime with a, you know, up 21-8, and then came out of halftime right away and put together a tremendous drive, an 8.5-minute drive, got a touchdown, make it 28-8, and then a little back and forth. They got one more score, but then we added a couple more before we let the JV guys take over.
And that was senior night. And how do you feel that your seniors did that night?
They did good. I mean, you know, had several of them play very well. Trevin Infield had a great game with a, you know, a fumble recovery, a knockdown pass. He did very good on defense. I thought Colton Stover played well. You know, of course, Eli and Tice did some good things, and Brennan, I mean, and the whole line. Yeah, Brody Mullins has done a great job all year, offense and defense, picking it up. And, you know, we have a bunch of guys that help us at practice, too. You know, Traxton Ragland's been doing a good job. It's fun to have Angel out for the first time, learning how to do things. And just a lot of guys have been doing a lot of good things. You know, we want Logan and Corbin to get back soon so they can get part of that mix also. And Rowan's doing a tremendous job at center for us. And he really is challenging himself, too, to get better. So all these guys are working hard. And, you know, a lot of seniors. We have some great senior managers, too. I mean, there's not just the players, it's the managers. So we have a lot of guys that are contributing that are seniors that make this team work.
And, of course, we mentioned the junior varsity, and they played quite a bit of the fourth quarter there. Tell us a little bit about them. And then, of course, let's talk about the junior varsity game at Russell on Monday night.
Yeah, they junior varsity played a great game on Monday. They didn't play special teams, so it was a little unique there. But they did a good job. And the problem was that we fumbled the ball six times. You know, when you have that many turnovers, it's really hard to win. But they won. And we were able to turn a turnover into a touchdown. I think Caleb Kieswetter had an interception return for a touchdown. And some of the other guys, you know, did some good things. But offensively, we moved the ball pretty well. We ended up winning 28-14. And one of those, but one of their scores was one of our fumbles got picked up and ran for a touchdown. So turnovers, I'm not happy about, but overall play, JV did a good job.
Of course, then it's back to the drawing board and the practice. Preparing for your next game against Phillipsburg, but every week you have your practice player of the week.
Yeah, Traxton Ragland was one of those, you know, one of those seniors we talked about doing a good job of practice, doing a great job on scout team for us when we need him there, but also filling in, you know, as a backup on the varsity, and he's doing a good job there.
We talk about Phillipsburg being your next opponent, and of course it is a district a game also, not to mention a league game. They currently are 3-1 in league and 3-3 overall. 1-1 on district play. They played last week against a very tough and upper classification team in Pratt. Lost that game, but Phillipsburg, they're a rival, and they're always tough to play.
Oh, extremely tough, because, you know, they are a huge rival, and they play hard because, you know, they know our guys, and we know their guys, and they compete all year round against each other, and they're well-coached, and they play hard. All the time, every game I've watched them in, I've been impressed with them. They fly to the ball defensively, they're aggressive, and then offensively, they just continue to pound the ball at you. And their guys, like I said, they run hard, they run tough, and they make plays. So it's going to be a huge challenge for our team. We have to be disciplined on defense, and we have to do our job because that's the type of offense we got to stop. And then offensively, we got to be able to move, you know, move and get around their defense that is so aggressive.
And we, you mentioned their offense being a flex bone, and they put a lot of motion in there. So, you know, last week we seen Russell put quite a bit of motion, and it took a little while before you figured out their schemes. Anything different about Phillipsburg?
Well, it's a different type of motion because they're motioning to run, where Russell was motioning to pass. So it's a little different. But, I mean, our linebacks, you know, Brennan's going to have to keep playing well, and the linebackers, but the D-line's going to have to be solid. So, it's just going to take a lot. Hopefully we've been studying enough film and watching, because what they do with their flex bone is they run it very well.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck come Friday when you travel over to Phillipsburg to play the Phillipsburg Panthers in the district playoffs. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Melvin, and good luck to the Blue Jays tonight in Phillipsburg. A memorial service for Floyd Merlin Collip, known as Lynn or Doc, will be held at the Norton Christian Church tomorrow, Saturday, October 19th at 10:30 a.m., and a luncheon will follow at the church. A private burial was held at Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. In lieu of flowers, suggested memorials include the Norton Regional Health Foundation, the Norton Christian Church, or Valley Hope Foundation. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be partly sunny with a high near 74 and breezy with a south wind around 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 53 with a chance of precipitation of 30% tonight. On Saturday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 a.m. and then a chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 71. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 48. On Sunday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 75 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, there's a slight chance of showers and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a low around 52. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday there's a 40% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 71. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 79. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 70. And on Thursday, should be sunny with a high near 75. Currently, with fair skies, it is 55 degrees. The humidity is 51%. The wind speed is south at 12 with gusts to 22 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.97, the dew point is 37 degrees, and the current wind chill is 52 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23. It's time for Kansas Sports, and that's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs have not been great offensively in the red zone, and quarterback Patrick Mahomes talked about how to improve that on Wednesday.
For me, myself, I have to just trust to throw into some of those tighter windows and make those plays and know that that window might be the only opportunity you have to score a touchdown. And then we have to be able to run the ball down there and know that we get different coverages than a lot of other teams. And so instead of necessarily going in with a certain mindset because this is how this team is playing the red zone, we have to go in with more good versus all plays. I mean, if you look at some of these teams, it's like they play man all season. They play us and it's cover two or cover four and vice versa. And so we have to go in with the mindset of knowing teams are going to play us a little differently, and we have to execute and accept that challenge. And I've talked about if we've scored in some of these red zone situations, there isn't as many, I guess, questions about the offense because we're scoring in more and more points. And so eliminating turnovers, scoring in the red zone are the two things that I think we just need to work on as the season goes on.
The Chiefs take on the 49ers in San Fran Sunday at 3:25 p.m. on Fox Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.